1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Patriot Gym as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Arcadia Loup City in the Loup Lac Conference basketball tournament. We spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And, Coach, finally we get this tournament underway, the quarterfinals here tonight. And you win tonight, and we have to play three games in a row. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're excited. We've talked about it all year. We're excited that we have it at home, you know, and with the weather, it's always unpredictable. But it seems like during our conference tournament week, it always gives us a curveball we have to deal with. You know, the 3 days in a row, we've talked to our kids that if you're fortunate enough to play in the state tournament, you got to play 3 days in a row, and so we look at this as a good opportunity.
It's been kind of a tough week to get ready for this thing. You were on, you were off, you were on, you were off. Just kind of tough to get ready for this tournament.
Yeah, you know, fortunately for us, we're playing somebody tonight. We've already played once this year, so that helps with preparation. If we were playing somebody that we had not got a chance to see yet, that would be a lot more difficult because then we only got one practice in this week with the snow days and everything. And just the way our schedule fell after we played Lex last Thursday, we did not practice because we had a big wrestling meet and gave the kids a day off thinking we had time this week to prepare. So we're fortunate, again, like I said, to be playing somebody we've seen before this year.
It's a rematch from a game you beat them 74-39 earlier, so you kicked them around a little bit, and this is always a tough thing to do is come back and play a rematch game when you dominated so much the first time around.
Yeah, I agree. That always kind of catches your attention. The thing that I tried to stress to our kids, though, and we showed them film today after school, is it was 22-20 in the second quarter with about 2.5 to go, where they were giving us everything we wanted. And then we, you know, gathered ourselves and played a little better after that, obviously, to make the score what it was. But it wasn't like it was 30 from the start of the game. They really fought us for about 16 minutes.
You're the number one seed in the Loup Lac Conference tournament this year. Obviously, added pressure being the number one seed.
Yeah, and we talk about that with our kids all the time, that especially in our conference games, we feel Adams Central has a bullseye on its back as being the biggest school. And that just is what it is. And our kids have to understand that they're going to get everybody's best shot every night, no matter who it is in our conference. You know, and I talk to our kids about my perspective from coaching in Donovan and being on the other side of it, too, for 6 years, that when you played AC, it was a big deal. It's kind of a little brother, big brother type deal. And, you know, in the conference tournament, I think it'd be that way no matter what. But then you put the number one seed next to your name. I think that adds some more pressure from the outside. I think our kids are looking at it as an opportunity, though. We're excited and, you know, excited to see what happens.
What's it take to win a tournament like this?
Well, I think, number one, you got to be consistent mentally. I mean, because if you're going to win 3 games in 3 days against good teams, there's going to be runs. You're not going to come out and beat people by 30 points every day. You're going to have some close games. You're going to have some luck and some things go your way. But I think all that starts with just, you know, doing what you do, not trying to get above or beyond what you normally do, approach games the same way. And that goes back to the preparation speech I think you give to kids every day. If you approach every game as if it's the conference tournament or the state tournament or district tournament, then nothing should change. You know, and the kids know that it's a tournament. But at the same point in time, I think if you prepare for all your games the right way, then it shouldn't be any different.
You've got a good depth on this basketball team, and that might be a big factor when you play if you play 3 games in a row this week.
Yeah, we feel really good about our depth. Coming into the year, we felt that would be a major difference from our team last year to this year, is just that our depth was more quality depth. And, you know, if we got kids in foul trouble or hurt or, you know, that kind of thing, that we wouldn't drop off a ton. And, you know, some of our bench guys have really, really been playing well, and it just, you know, makes us that much tougher, I think, to prepare for.
When you have a chance of playing 3 games in a row, is your rotation going to be any different in tonight's ball game? Maybe try to get those kids coming off of the bench a little bit more playing time tonight?
Well, I think, you know, you have to approach every game individually. But, I mean, obviously, if you are fortunate enough tonight to get up a little bit, you probably rotate a little bit more and try to save guys' legs for tomorrow and the next day. But I don't think you – the way I've always looked at it, I guess, is that you got to win today to play tomorrow. And so we're going to worry about today. And if that means guys got to play more, they play more. And then – we'll deal with tomorrow when we get there.
You won 7 out of 8 games down the stretch here. You guys playing your best basketball right now?
I think in a lot of ways we are. And I think in the loss, you know, we learned a lot. You know, in both of our losses, when we lost at Christmas to Bennington without Evan, and that stretch of 5 games where he didn't play, I think we became better. I think that was a big step where our depth got better, because a lot more guys got minutes, valuable minutes, and we had to learn some things there. And then I think, you know, the GICC loss also helped us. And, you know, you always hear coaches say that stuff, but I think both those games against quality opponents where we were in the games and both of them had chances to win both of them, I think really helped us develop into a better team.
Arcadia Loup City, the opponents here tonight, 9-9 on the season. Robbie Ritz is a guy that really carries the load for these guys.
he's a tremendous athlete. I mean, I went and watched him the other night, and we've played him already this year, and he's averaging about 19 a game. He had 28 the other night on Tuesday against Centura, where he just took over, where Centura was up to start the game 18-6, and then they went on about a 40-12 run, and he had probably 25 of the 40. He just took over, and so he definitely has to have our attention. He had 12 on us in the first half last time, and he's a load. He's about 6'2 and 200 pounds. He can drive it and shoot it, and he's a very, very good player.
Most of their offense, 80% of their offense, goes through him. What else are you concerned about when you face Arcadia Loop City tonight?
Well, I think just overall, when you think about playing these guys, is just their mentality. They're tough. I mean, sometimes you'll play a team in a 1-8 seed game where the 8 seed backs down, and I don't think ever with a Loop City team I've ever seen them back down. I think it's just in their DNA. I always give Coach Henry a lot of props in the past when he was coaching, because you knew when you were going to play Loop City, if you were going to win, you had to go win it. They weren't going to give it to you. And I think that's the number one thing, is that you just got to make sure that your competitiveness and your energy is at the same level theirs is, because they're going to compete very hard.
You guys are the number one seed in this tournament. Who else do you think can cause some noise here?
Well, I think there's three or four teams that really have a great chance to win it. Obviously, I think we have a good chance. I think Wood River is very, very good at the 2 seed. I mean, we saw them early, and we're lucky to win that game. We had some big plays down the stretch. They've only got 3 losses. You know, Ravenna beat them, and then GICC beat them. So they got a tremendous resume. I think Ord, is about 13-5. They're very, very good as a 3 seed. And then, if we're fortunate enough to win tonight, the winner of the 4-5 game, either Kearney Catholic or Ravenna, is going to be very good. And so I think any of those top 5 teams, I really have a great chance to win it, in my opinion. And you have 3 of the, so-called traditional basketball kind of power teams in our conference being on the one side with us and Ravenna Kearney Catholic. I think there's a lot of intriguing matchups.
Okay, Coach.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and Arcadia Loop City tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture, so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery, so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to HastingsTribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriots Gym as we get sent for a quarterfinal matchup here tonight at the Loop Land Conference Basketball Tournament with Adams Central and the Arcadia Loop City Rebels here tonight. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Adams Central took care of the Rebels back there in January, winning by a score of 74-39. Adams Central coming in a record of 15 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Patriots have lost only twice this year, once to Bennington in the holiday tournament back at the beginning of January. Then they dropped one a couple of weeks ago to Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime, 64-58. Since then, they have responded with 2 wins. They beat Hastings High 58-48, and they beat Lexington last Thursday, winning by a score of 46-35. So the Patriots are sitting at 15-2 in the season. It's a team that's averaging 60 points per ball game on offense, and they are giving up 43.5 on the defensive end. Of course, their leading scorer is David Bolin, who's been averaging about 16.4 points per ball game so far this season. Also in double figures for Adams Central, you've got Kyler Warmstadt, who's averaging 10.3 per ball game. And also doing a great job this year for the Patriots is Garrett Sittner, is averaging 7.3 points per ball game. They're facing a team in Arcadia Loup City that comes in with a mark of 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. Arcadia Loup City, they average 46 points per ball game on offense. They give up 40.6 on the defensive end. As we talked with head coach Zach Foster during the pregame show, most of the attention tonight is going to be on Robbie Ritz. Ritz is averaging 18 points per ball game and 8.2 rebounds per game. A good outside shooter. He's knocking down 51% of his field goal tries so far this year and 34% from three-point territory. Scored 12 points the last time these two teams played. He's the only guy really in double figures for Arcadia Loup City so far this season. The Rebels are hitting 44% of their field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, 56% from the free throw line this year. They average about 13 turnovers per ball game. So Arcadia Loup City, they are 9-9 in the season. They have won their last two games, however, as they beat Burwell by a score of 62-44. Then they had to play Centura in the play-in game here for the Loup Land Conference tournament the other night. That was on Monday. They beat Centura in the play-in game by a score of 50-34. So Arcadia Loup City and the Adams Central Patriots squaring off here in the quarterfinals of the Loup Land Conference basketball tournament. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here as we get set for the boys' ball game here tonight between Adams Central and the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Adams Central, Garrett Sittner, a 6'1" junior. Also, David Bolin, a 6'1" sophomore. Tyler Wormstad, 5'10" and a junior. Kale Pleak, a 6'3" junior. And Evan Lindblad, a 6'6" senior, going for head coach Zach Foster and the Patriots here tonight. Arcadia Loup City will go with Steele Sullivan. Sullivan is 6'1" and a senior. Cohen Lewandowski is a 5'9" junior. Trey Lewandowski is a 5'11" senior. And they've got Robbie Ritz, a 6'2" senior. And also Dalton Peters, a 6'5" senior, going tonight for Arcadia Loup City. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Now the playing of the national anthem. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight. Adams Central and Arcadia Loup City getting ready to go at it. In the quarterfinal round of this Loup Land Conference basketball tournament, I got some scores we'll get to in just a second. As we're trying to keep you up to date on what's going on throughout the state of Nebraska tonight, we're set to go with boys high school basketball. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Arcadia Loop City will be in black, trimmed and lettered in red and white. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right, and the Patriots will control the opening tip. These two teams played just a few weeks ago. Adams Central manhandled this team, winning by a score of 74-39. Winner plays in the semifinals on Friday night right back here at Adams Central as they will host the semifinals and the finals here for the 2015 tournament. Adams Central with the opening possession. Here's David Bowling with the ball. Jump pass comes over here to Cale Pleak. Takes it into the lane, down in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Sittner. Comes out to Pleak. Now across the top to Bowling for three. Shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Down for the rebound is loose in the lane. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Bowling. David Bowling with the ball. Keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Now to Pleak. Over to Sittner on the far side. On the wing is Arcadia Loop City. He's in a man-to-man defense. Pleak from the top of the key. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. So Robbie Ritz has got the ball for Arcadia Loop City. The Rebels have it for the first time here tonight. They walk it across the 10-second line. There's a Trey Lewandowski. Moves it down in the corner to a Dalton Peters. Back inside. That's Sullivan with the ball. Sullivan has it knocked out of his hands. He loses the ball out of bounds and a turnover there on Arcadia Loop City. Rebels average about 13 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one in their opening possession. No score between Arcadia Loop City and Adams Central here tonight. Patriots on their second possession of the ball game. They lob it inside. That's off of the fingertips of Lewandowski out of bounds. The Patriots turn it away. So much like the Adams Central girls, they get off kind of a shaky start here. And these teams have not been on the practice field or practice court a whole lot here in this week of preparation because of snow days and what have you. Here's a Dalton Peters. He's whistled for the traveling violation. And a break leading back the other way. Two-on-one break, but Dalton Peters is whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Loop City here in the ball game. We played 90 seconds. Nobody has scored yet. Adams Central has got the ball. Garrett Sittner comes out to Pleak between the circles. Fakes left side. Brings it back to the right on the wing. A shot is up there and in a three-pointer. David Bowling knocks home a three-pointer from the right side there. The Patriots grab the lead. 3-0 is the score. Now Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz has got the ball. Ritz gets it to Sullivan. Crosses the 10-second line to Peters. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound being tapped around. It's picked up by Bowling on the far sideline. Peters misses one from point-blank range there for Arcadia Loop City. Bowling comes into the forecourt. Has it knocked out of his hands. Now down in the corner to Warmstadt. Back out to Sittner for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And a rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. Arcadia Loop City, they're going to want to play a slow-down affair tonight. They don't want to get up and down the floor like Adams Central wants to run their offense here tonight. So Robbie Ritz comes into the forecourt and hands away to Lewandowski. Lewandowski now to Cohen. Lewandowski gets it to Ritz. He drives the ball down the lane, loses control of the ball, and is picked up by AC. Third straight turnover on Arcadia Loop City. Here's Bowling open for three. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound Ritz. Robbie Ritz has got the ball now for Arcadia Loop City. And again, he'll slowly bring the ball up the floor here at a snail's pace against Garrett Sittner. Brings it into the offensive zone. Robbie Ritz dribbling with the ball against Sittner. Goes to the far sideline now to Dalton Peters. Holds it high above his head. Now to Trey Lewandowski. Lewandowski to a Cohen Lewandowski. He takes it inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Ritz. Three-pointer is put up there. Good. Robbie Ritz, 18 points per ball game. He knocks down his first tray here from the top of the key. And Arcadia Loop City has come back to tie the score. There's a shot from underneath the hole by Pleak that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Arcadia Loop City. And now the Rebels want to call an early timeout. A timeout here brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here on 1230 KHAS. Rutgers has beaten the Nebraska women's basketball team tonight 46-43. So Nebraska loses in women's college basketball 46-43. The Huskers are now 7-4 in the Big Ten Conference. So a big win tonight for Rutgers. Nebraska playing at Rutgers for the first time ever. It comes up on a sour end as they drop one. 3-3 is the score there. There's a Ritz from the far sideline. His shot's going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Connor Nelson for the Adams Central Patriots as they run her back the other way. And Sittner puts a man in the air, drives it for the hole and scores. Jaren Sittner scoring there. And it's now a 5-3 ball game. Adams Central has got a two-point lead. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Robbie Ritz finally brings it across the 10-second line, drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. He goes. His shot no good. He gets his own rebound in the lane. Keeps it alive here for the Rebels out to Cohen Lewandowski. Lewandowski now to the high right side to Grant Lewandowski. He looks to penetrate, takes it to the free throw line, stops there to Cohen Lewandowski. Cohen dribbling with the ball, now hands it away to Grant Lewandowski, who hands it away to Stephen Burke, who's into the ball game. Burke moves it to the near side, down to Ritz. As they run this little weave out here at the top of the three-point circle. Here's a Stephen Burke with the ball now. He takes it to the free throw line, stops at the elbow. Burke bounce pass out here to a Robbie Ritz. Backdoor cut to get it to Cohen Lewandowski. He shot it up there. It's no good. A tip try, no good. Rebound underneath the hole by Sullivan. He's going to be fouled in the play. So the Arcadia Loop City Rebels have missed a ton of shots from close range here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. That last personal foul went on David Bolin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Adams Central. And going to the free throw line will be Steele Sullivan. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's a 64% foul shooter on the season. He's now 17 out of 26 in the free throw line. Lewandowski comes back into the ball game now for head coach Zach Foster. Also coming in for Adams Central is going to be a Tyler Warmstadt. 5-4 is the score. Adams Central with a one-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Sullivan. Rebound comes down to Lewandowski, rather by Lindblad of Adams Central, but his pass is going to be deflected and is taken down by Arcadia Loop City. So a turnover on Adams Central, and now the Rebels can have a chance here to pull ahead. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. Lewandowski has got the ball on the far sideline. Gets it in the hands of Grant Lewandowski. High right side, lobs it into the lane, and it's going to be knocked away from Ritz, and a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central's David Bolin. Bolin picks up his second personal foul here in the first quarter. Team foul number two called on the Patriots. So it'll be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They come out to Cohen Lewandowski. Lewandowski out here in three-point territory, picked up there by Kyler Warmstadt of Adams Central. Hands it away now to Grant Lewandowski. Dribbles it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Ritz. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad with a rebound for the Patriots. Gets it ahead now to Bolin. Bolin dribbles behind his back, takes it inside the ring. Nice pass down to the baseline. His shot is up there. Goldenstein has it blocked down. And a jump ball is going to be called. Nice pass down there by Bolin. Lewandowski goes up with a shot. He's tied up in the play as they go up for it. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Arcadia Loop City. So Adams Central turns the ball over for the third time in this first quarter of play. AC with a one-point lead. 5-4 is the score. The Patriots are the number one seed here in the 2015 Looplan Conference Basketball Tournament. There's a Grant Lewandowski. The ball is going to be tipped into the backcourt. Connor Nelson picks it up, and now a foul is going to be called. Cohen Lewandowski picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first for Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be team foul number one on the Rebels. Adams Central will play it in off of the far sideline. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. The score is 5-4. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots have the ball. Here's Garrett Sittner over to Connor Nelson, high left side. Nelson gets the ball to Goldenstein, top of the key. Now right wing, Kyler Warmstadt brings it back to Goldenstein, top of the key for three. His shot is up there, no good. Short. Rebound comes down to Sittner in the lane. He's going to be tied up in the play. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Dalton Peters of Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Rebels. Here comes Goldenstein out of the ball game now for Adams Central. And Connor Nelson comes back into the contest. Brother Cale Pleat comes back in. There's a pass off of the fingertips of Lindblad in the lane, out of bounds. So Arcadia Loup City will come back with the basketball. You're listening to the quarterfinals of the Loup Plant Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Arcadia Loup City is going to inbound the ball. Here in backcourt as they get things in. Robbie Ritz has got it. Robbie Ritz to Trey Lewandowski, splits a couple of defenders, dribbles it all the way down the floor. There's a bounce pass to Peters. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, follow shot, no good by Lewandowski. Ball tipped out of bounds, and his last touch by EC. And the Rebels missing a ton of shots here. Within about 5 feet of the basket. They would make half of those. They'd have the lead right now. With a minute and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter, 5-4. Adams Central has got the lead. Robbie Ritz with the ball, free throw line extended left side. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Picked up out there by Adams Central. That's a doing Steinkruger right in his face. Now the ball knocked loose. Picked up by Ritz at the free throw line. Down to Peters. Baseline jumper is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Sittner. Garrett Sittner with the ball for Adams Central down the left sideline. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. Ritz has got it now with a buck 10 left here in the first quarter. Adams Central leading by one over Arcadia Loup City. The score is 5-4. Now we got a foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number three called on the Patriots. Here comes Lindblad back into the ball game. Luke Goldenstein's going to come back in as well for head coach Zach Foster. Arcadia Loup City will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. This is Trey Lewandowski. He'll get things in to Cohen Lewandowski. Brings it back to Trey. Just across the 10-second line, picked up there by Bowen defensively for Adams Central as they stay with a man-to-man. Loud pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Goldenstein as they try to get her down there to Robbie Ritz. A turnover on Arcadia Loup City, their fourth of the ball game. Adams Central on the ball with 47 seconds to play. In the first quarter, there's Evan Lindblad with the ball. They counter Nelson. Nelson drives it down the right side of the wing, gives it up down to Kyler Warmstad. He drives the ball to the hoop, kicks her back out to Nelson for three. His shot is up there and no good. Down for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in down here underneath their own basket. 30.6 seconds to play. Adams Central is out on top of Arcadia Loup City tonight by a score of 5-4. They get into Nelson from the corner. Shot good. Inbounds pass came to the deep right corner, and Connor Nelson knocks down a tray. That gives the Patriots an 8-4 advantage now here in the first quarter. Here comes Robbie Ritz with the ball now for Arcadia Loup City. Cohen Lewandowski now to Ritz. Comes across the top to Trey Lewandowski as he holds the ball. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Lewandowski, dribble penetration. Now to Sullivan. Takes the ball to the rack. A scoop shot good. Steals Sullivan scoring there for Arcadia Loup City. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Bowen throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the Patriots struggling out of the gates here. They've got the lead, though, over Arcadia Loup City after one. It's Adams Central 8, Arcadia Loup City 6.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Owen Lewandowski drives the ball down the lane. He's fouled in a play here by Kyler Wormstead. So we'll get our free throws coming up here from Lewandowski. Second time tonight that Arcadia Loop City has been to the free throw line. Lewandowski throws it up there. His shot is going to be no good. The Rebels now 1 out of 3 from the stripe. Lewandowski, a 50% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Adams Central now out on top by a score of 8-7. Here in the second quarter, the quarterfinals of the Lupland Conference basketball tournament tonight. Dale Pleak has got the ball. Pleak moves it over here to David Bolin. David Bolin working against Peters, drives it down the lane. A running one-hander is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Robbie Ritz. Last time these two teams played, it was close in the second quarter, like 22-21 with about 3 minutes to play. Before Adams Central turned on the Jets and beat this team 74-39 during the regular season. There's a Peters with the ball down in the right corner. Bounce pass to Sylvan, right side of the lane. Gets it back out to Lewandowski out in three-point territory. This is Cohen Lewandowski dribbling on the ball, sitting around in his face defensively. For Adams Central, bounce pass down to Trey Lewandowski. Brings it back out to a Robbie Ritz on the far sideline. Ritz dribbling with the ball here for the Rebels. Right in his face again defensively. That's Garrett Sittner out there. Robbie Ritz to the far sideline gives it up. The ball deflected, but it's picked up by Sullivan. Sullivan comes across the top down to Lewandowski. He's picked up there by Kyler Wormstead. Very deliberate offense here for Arcadia Loop City, but now you commit the traveling violation and you give up. 5 turnovers on Arcadia Loop City. You're in the basketball game. If you're going to be that deliberate, you've got to get a shot at the basket. That's all there is to it. 8-7 is the score. Arcadia Loop City down by a point. Adams Central comes back with the basketball. David Bolin comes over to Sittner on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass inside to Pleak. His shot is up and in. Somebody lost Cale Pleak in the lane because he was wide open. First field goal of the ball game by Cale Pleak. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 12-7. Here in the second quarter of play, there's a Grant Lewandowski. Brings it across the 10-second line to Trey Lewandowski. To Grant Lewandowski. Dribble penetration to Cohen Lewandowski. His shot for 3 is up there. No good. Cale Pleak with a rebound. So 3 Lewandowskis out there now for Arcadia Loop City. Bolin for 3 at the other end. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ritz. Robbie Ritz has got the ball now for Arcadia Loop City. The black and red Rebels coming to the offensive zone, shooting our basket to our left here. At Adams Central High School tonight, Grant Lewandowski stomps out here in three-point territory. Good defense by Connor Nelson of Adams Central. There's a Dalton Peters now to Cohen Lewandowski. To Trey Lewandowski moves it on the wing, dumps it down low. Ritz grabs it, shoots and misses as it rolls off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad gets it away to David Bolin, hustles into the forecourt. 5.5 minutes to play. Here in the second quarter, Adams Central with a three-point lead. 10-7 to score. That's a Cale Pleak down in the corner now to a Bolin. Bolin trying to get loose. Comes out to Pleak. Skip pass down in the right corner. Sittner for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Bolin on the weak side. David Bolin has got the ball. Comes out to Nelson. Wide open for 3. Takes a shot and scores it. Connor Nelson from the top of the key. Knocks down his second three-pointer. And now the Rebels want to call a timeout. Arcadia Loop City calls a timeout. 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the advantage now. 13-7. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings. Check them out online at furnituredirecthastings.net. First ball game tonight, St. Paul beating Adams Central in the quarterfinals of the Blue Platte Conference basketball tournament, 64-45. Exeter Milligan upset Giltner tonight by a score of 40-30. College basketball, Fort Hays State over the Nebraska Kearney women. Final score is 69-52. Adams Central has got the lead here in our boys' basketball game now. It's 13-7. We're in the second quarter of play. This is a quarterfinal matchup in the boys' bracket of the Luplac Conference Basketball Tournament. Arcadia Loup City, just a violation there, a double dribble violation on Steele Sullivan. So Adams Central will come back the other way. That's six turnovers now on Arcadia Loup City here in the basketball game. Adams Central, the number one seed in this tournament. Arcadia Loup City, they had to play the other night in the play-in ball game over Centura. They are the number eight seed. Arcadia Loup City winning that ball game by a score of 53-34. So this is a number one versus number eight matchup in this Luplac Conference basketball tournament. The Patriots taking a shot underneath the basket there, and it goes out of bounds. Cale Pleak took the shot, and then ball goes ricocheting out of bounds, and it'll be Arcadia Loup City coming back the other way. So everything that we have seen tonight has been pretty sloppy in the girls' ball game. Adams Central lost in that contest to St. Paul tonight, 64-45. Patriots had a ton of turnovers and couldn't throw the ball in the ocean for the basketball game tonight. The Patriot boys kind of stumbling out of the gates as well after taking a couple of snow days this week. And now a 10-second violation on Arcadia Loup City. Patriots applying the pressure here in backcourt. The Rebels could not get it across the 10-second line, so a turnover on Arcadia Loup City. That's their seventh one of the ball game. And Adams Central now has the basketball. They've got a six-point lead. 13-7 is the score with 4:20 to play here in the second quarter. Steinkruger takes it into the lane, stops there, gets it away to Kyler Wormstad. His man falls down. Wormstad dribbles down the right side of the lane. Now Steinkruger takes the ball to the goal. Ball knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Pleak. His shot's going to be blocked down by Peters. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. Adams Central playing things in the far sideline, down in the corner. Still 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the second period from the Patriots gym tonight. Cale Pleak will inbound the ball. They get it to Luke Goldenstein. Out between the rings, down to Kyler Wormstad. Down to Steinkruger. Here's a Pleak. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Nelson, top of the key. Dribbles down the lane. Gets away to Pleak. He mishandles the ball. Picks her back up. Goes out to Goldenstein. Now to Connor Nelson. Here on the right side, Connor Nelson. Jump pass goes to Steinkruger. He dribbles down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out of the wing on the left side to Connor Nelson. Good defense here by Arcadia Loup City. Out between the rings is going to be Kyler Wormstad. He dribbles between a couple of defenders. Forces up a shot and scores. And he got away with a traveling violation. Took a step or two as he took it toward the goal. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 15-7. They continue to apply the pressure here in backcourt. Lewandowski brings it to the 10-second line. Gets it to Robbie Ritz. Now to Lewandowski again. Trying to penetrate inside. Hands it away to Cohen Lewandowski. Adams Central now drops back in their man-to-man defense. Cohen Lewandowski hops down to the left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Peters shot for three up there. No good. Rebounded by Wormstad. Tyler Wormstad with the ball for Adams Central down the left sideline with 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Connor Nelson comes across the top. Steinkruger has got it. And now we've got a timeout called here. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout as the Patriots were setting up offensively. Another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Remember, for all of your pharmaceutical needs, call 462-4600 today. 2:54 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Adams Central 15, Arcadia Loup City 7.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Again, women's college basketball tonight. Rutgers has beaten Nebraska. Final score of 46-43. Huskers dropped to 7-4 now in the Big Ten Conference. They lose on the road tonight 46-43 to the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. 2:54 to play here in the second quarter. The boys' quarterfinals here in the Luplac Conference basketball tournament. Adams Central has got the lead over Arcadia Loup City. The score is 15-7. Patriots have the ball. Evan Lindblad goes over to Bullen. Behind a screen from Lindblad. It's into the hands of Luke Goldenstein. Now to the near sideline to Wormstad. There's a Lindblad. Now left sideline to Sittner. Garrett Sittner with it. Comes out here near the 10-second line to Goldenstein. He comes over on the right side to David Bullen. Back down on the baseline to Goldenstein. Down in the left corner. His shot is up by Wormstad. Good from three. They work it from corner to corner, and Kyler Wormstadt knocks down a three-pointer from the left side. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 18-7. Adams Central on an 8-0 run here in the second quarter of play. In fact, Arcadia Loop City has scored only 1 point in the ball game, still looking for their first field goal of this second period. There's a Sullivan with the ball. Steele Sullivan knocked loose, picked up by Peters off of the short right baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Goldenstein. Long pass down the floor. Here's Lindblad. His shot's up and in. Evan Lindblad scores, and the Patriots are out on top now by 13. 20-7, a nice third quarter run here by Adams Central. They've outscored Arcadia Loop City 12-1 so far here in this third period. 1:38 to play. Here's Trey Lewandowski for three. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Kyler Wormstadt down the near sideline to David Bullen. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. Spins in the lane. Goes back out to Goldenstein. Now down in the corner. That's Garen Sittner. Out of the wing again to Wormstadt. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Kicks it back down in the corner to Sittner. A minute 18 to play. Sittner drives the ball into the paint. Forces up a shot. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called. Runs into a man and just kind of throws up a shot there, and he draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Cohen Lewandowski of Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his second personal foul. A check down. It's going to go on Trey Lewandowski. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Rebels. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Garrett Sittner. Sittner's a 78% foul shooter in the season. He's now 23 out of 29 from the free throw line. Adams Central is a team hitting 74% of their foul shots. Garrett Sittner will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot is up there. It's good. Sittner now with 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Connor Nelson into the ball game now. Connor Nelson checks in. And who's checking out? It's going to be Sittner. Sittner will check out as Connor Nelson is in. Lindblad was coming to the sideline, but coach put up the stop sign. 22-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here. They've outscored Arcadia Loop City 14-1 here in the quarter. And now we got a foul called out here. The ball was jarred loose in three-point territory. This one is going to go on Arcadia Loop City. So the Rebels turn it away for the eighth time here in the basketball game. This foul goes on Robbie Ritz. That's going to be his first. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Nice pass and going for the basket is Luke Goldenstein, and he lays it in. Adams Central now on top by a score of 24-7 as they're blowing the Rebels out of here in the first half after a kind of a shaky first quarter. Gordon Lewandowski with the ball, sends it to the right side. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Burke. It's up and in. Stephen Burke left wide open over there on the right side of the lane as he cans one from three-point territory. It's now 24-10. Adams Central leading by 14 points. There's a Stein Cougar with the ball to Lindblad out in three-point territory. Far sideline to Wormstadt behind a screen from Lindblad. Pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it over here to Goldenstein. Now to Connor Nelson. Lobs it inside again. Goldenstein grabs the ball and shot. No good, but he's hacked on the arm. And Luke Goldenstein will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central as he is hit on the play. He'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Luke Goldenstein is a 66% foul shooter on the season. Robbie Ritz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Goldenstein to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings High basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. We'll be at the Tiger Gym as Hastings will take on Columbus. Girls game gets underway at 5:45 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the girls game, 5:45 for the pregame, and then 7:30 for the guys. Columbus and Hastings tomorrow night on 1230 KHS. Goldenstein's second shot is up there and in. We'll have continuing coverage of the Loup Platte Conference basketball tournament for the rest of the weekend on Friday and Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The finals on Friday night. We'll have semifinal action tomorrow on Classic Hits. Driving back to the other end, here's a Nolan Baker. He misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Connor Nelson. He goes to the far sideline. Now a traveling violation is going to be called over there on Dylan Steinkruger. Five turnovers on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Ritz comes back in with 3.8 seconds to play here in the second period. It'll be Arcadia Loop City inbounding the ball on the far sideline. That's Trey Lewandowski looking to trigger things in. They get it to Robbie Ritz. Ritz Trying to penetrate, throws it down in the corner. Lewandowski shot from the corner, hits the side of the glass, and that is the end of the first half of play. So the first half comes to a screeching halt here. The boys' quarterfinals of the Loupland Conference Basketball Tournament. A good quarter there for Adams Central. They've got the lead over Arcadia Loup City. It's now Adams Central 26, Arcadia Loup City 10. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, the boys' quarterfinals of the Loupland Conference Basketball Tournament. Adams Central has got the lead over Arcadia Loup City. The score is 26-10. Adams Central outscoring the Rebels in the second quarter 18-4. After we saw kind of a scrappy first period when Adams Central led 8-6. Adams Central comes back and outscores the Rebels 18-4 in the second quarter. And right now the Patriots, the number one seed here in the tournament, with a lead over eighth-seeded Arcadia Loup City, 26-10 here at halftime. Our halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, you can shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Arcadia Loup City with just 10 points on the board. Here at halftime, they've got three guys that have scored 3 points apiece, and one guy's got a free throw. Stephen Burke has knocked down a three-pointer in the ball game for Arcadia Loup City. Robbie Ritz, he's got a three-pointer. He's their leading scorer, averaging 18 points per ball game. He's got just one three here in the first half. Steele Sullivan, he has got a field goal, and he is one out of two from the free throw line. He has got 3 points as well. And Cohen Lewandowski, he is one out of two from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. Arcadia Loup City, two out of four in the free throw line in the first half of play. Unofficially, eight turnovers in the basketball game. For Adams Central, they're being led so far by Connor Nelson. He's come off of the bench to hit a couple of three-pointers for 6 points. Tyler Warmstadt, he's got a three and a two. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Garrett Sittner, he's got a field goal, and he is two out of two from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Luke Goldenstein has got a field goal. He's two out of two from the line. He's got four. Evan Lindblad has got a field goal and two. Cale Pleak, a field goal for 2 points for Adams Central. Patriots are four out of four from the free throw line in the first half of play. And unofficially, five turnovers in the basketball game for Adams Central. So 8-6 at the end of the first quarter. Then the Patriots go on an 18-4 spurt there in period number two. And Adams Central has now got the lead over Arcadia Loup City by a score of 26-10. And in the first ball game tonight, it was the Adams Central girls losing to St. Paul by a score of 64-45 in the quarterfinal round of the Loupland Conference Basketball Tournament. As the Adams Central head coach Tim Barker is going to join us at halftime here tonight. And Coach, obviously disappointed with the way the girls played here tonight. Totally got outplayed by St. Paul, I thought.
Yeah, you're right. We got off to a bad start, and we didn't want that to happen. We had
first four possessions were turnovers, and they come down and they get some big threes and get out to an early lead and gain confidence, and they never lost that. We lost our confidence and never really gained it back. Even when we got down to within 10 points, and we had a chance to score and cut it down a little more, then they were able to come back and answer because we lost somebody. And, you know, it was just a frustrating night. The kids were really frustrated. You could probably see that out on the floor a little bit. And, we just weren't ever able to get that run we needed to kind of turn the momentum. They did a great job. And St. Paul just kept hitting shots. They shot over 60% or somewhere around there from the three-point line. And, you know, give them a lot of credit. They came in and played really well.
Now, St. Paul was a team that had been averaging only 24% from three-point territory. They knocked down 9 three-pointers in this contest here tonight, and especially a lot of those came early in the ballgame and kind of got you guys back on your heels early in the ballgame.
Yeah, it did, and the really frustrating part was several of them came off of rebounds that we should have had, that they were able to get a hand in on and tip it and then kick it out to somebody standing on the three-point line, and they just casted them up and they went in, and they count. So that really led to their momentum and their confidence. And we had some kids that kind of lost their confidence a little bit and turned down some shots for nothing more than another pass. And, you know, we just didn't play aggressive enough on offense and on defense as far as that goes.
I just didn't think that you guys were into the ball game, or you're just a step slow right out of the gate. I don't know if it was the snow days that we had this week, the lack of practice time, but it just looked like you guys were a step slow all night long tonight.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't have the answer to that either. I guess we got to do a better job trying to make sure everybody's prepared mentally and ready to go. The girls, well, the one day we did practice was a pretty good practice. They had a lot of energy and played hard. But tonight when we were trying to get out and guard and defend, we just weren't there. We were two steps off, just weren't ready to challenge. I'm not 100% sure what was going on, but the road doesn't get any easier as we go to St. and Ravenna and then districts, and we'll probably see St. Paul in our districts too now. So we'll go back to work tomorrow and try and work on some things and watch some film and see if we can't get a little better.
Yeah, the problem is once you lose in this tournament, now you've got to sit for the weekend, so you basically got the weekend off. But you do have the early game next week on Tuesday with St. Cecilia. So the weight isn't as much as it has been in recent years when you lose in the conference tournament. Usually you've got to wait, but that's not the case this year.
Right. It's just a one-day deal, really, because, you have the weekend, but we don't have any more weekend games unless we earn one in districts. It's one of those situations where I think maybe this might be the thing we needed to maybe light that fire to be ready to go at the beginning of a game. And we just got to be ready to go. All the teams that we have coming up are going to be ready to go, and it's that time of year.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central girls basketball team. Again, the Patriots upset tonight. Adams Central was the number 3 seed here in the Loupland Conference basketball tournament, beaten by the number 6 seed in Loup City tonight. Again, the final score was 64-45. Loup City, they got three players in double figures tonight. Kyla Wadalevich had 16 points. Madeline Hosick, she had 19 points in the ball game. And then Carrie Seastock, she had 14 points in the contest. Adams Central had only one player in double figures tonight in the girls' ball game. That was Brittany Wiseman, as she scored 10 points in the basketball game. So again, the Adams Central boys basketball team with a lead here in game number 2. They've got the lead over Arcadia Loup City by a score of 26-10. Again, the winner of this ball game will play in the semifinals tomorrow. And the way, because of the snow dates this week and the way they had to move the tournament around, both boys' semifinal games tomorrow will be at 6:15. They'll play one of them in the new gym, one of them in the old gym. If Adams Central wins here, they'll play here in the new gym against the winner of the Kearney Catholic Ravenna ball game tomorrow night. And the other semifinal will pit the winner of the Ord Donovan Trumbull game up against Wood River and Gibbon. That'll be at 6:15 tomorrow night. And the winners will play on Saturday for the championship at 4 o'clock. The boys' consolation game also going to be played at 4 o'clock here at AC. Meanwhile, on the girls' side of things, St. Paul will play the winner of tonight's game between Centura and Arcadia Loup City tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the old gym. The other side in the new gym tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Kearney Catholic, Wood River's winner, will take on the winner of the Ord and Ravenna game. Those games are going on tonight. And again, the girls' championship going to be played at 6 o'clock on Saturday with the girls' consolation game at 6 o'clock in the old gym. So that kind of sets the stage for you for the rest of the weekend for the Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. We've got the second half coming up. Adams Central with the lead. Patriots 26, Arcadia Loup City 10. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Adams Central in the opening possession of the second half, and now we get a foul call as immediately they pound the ball inside to Evan Lindblad. Halftime score in for boys competition tonight. Exeter Milligan is out on top of Giltner by a score of 26-19. That's going on in Exeter tonight. Exeter Milligan over Giltner, 26-19. There's Lindblad, goes for the stuff, and he misses it. For Adams Central, that's going to fire up head coach Zach Foster down here. Going to lay that baby in for an easy field goal, but Lindblad goes for the stuff and misses it. And now Arcadia Loup City has got the ball. It's 26-10. Adams Central with a 16-point lead here in the basketball game. We're into the third quarter. Here's Lewandowski for three. Shot good. So Lindblad misses a stuff on one end. Then Cohen Lewandowski comes back and hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. Now driving down the lane is going to be Sittner. He's going to be fouled into play. Jared Sittner is fouled into play here with 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play. In the third quarter, the personal foul is going to be called on Cohen Lewandowski. Lewandowski picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Rebels here in the third quarter of play. Adams Central has got the ball. Patriots out on top by a score of 26-13. Here's Kyler Warmstadt with the ball. Bounce pass to Pleak at the top of the key. Down to Bullen. Down to Sittner in the corner. Shot for three is no good. Pleak grabs the rebound. Cale Pleak, 10-footer from the right side. His shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Robbie Ritz. Ritz brings her back the other way now for Arcadia Loup City. Brings it into the offensive zone against Bolin. Goes over on the right side to Trey Lewandowski. Down in the corner to Peters. His shot for three is good. Dalton Peters knocks home a three-pointer. And now Arcadia Loup City is back to within 10 points here at 26-16. They've scored the first two possessions here on three-pointers in this third period. The Patriots still looking for their first points of the second half. Tyler Warmstadt with the ball to Bullen. Now to Sittner. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down on the baseline. That's Lindblad. His shot is up there. No good. Partially deflected. The ball is brought down here by Steele Sylvan. Sylvan has got the ball now for Arcadia Loup City. Adams Central has went nearly 2 minutes of the second half without scoring. 26-16. There's a pass inside to Sylvan. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lindblad. Ball is recovered here by Bullen. David Bullen winds his way back up the floor. Nice pass there to Pleak, and he lays it in. Dale Pleak gets the field goal on the assist from David Bolin. And the Patriots are out on top now by 12 again at 28-12. Now we got a foul called as Pleak is chopped down on the play by Garrett Sittner, rather by Sullivan of Arcadia Loup City. And Sullivan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Adams Central playing things down for the far sideline. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to high school basketball, the quarterfinals tonight of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Cale Pleak down in the corner. Warmstadt for three. Shot good. Tyler Warmstadt knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 8 points. And the Patriots now out on top by a score of 31-16. So Adams Central has scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. After Arcadia Loup City went on a 6-0 run, here's a turnover. Bolin drives, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Bolin takes that ball away from Robbie Ritz and took it to the goal, and he's fouled in the play. And now Bolin goes to the free throw line here for AC. Personal is going to be called on Trey Lewandowski. That's going to be his second. So now David Bolin goes to the free throw line. David's got just 3 points in the ball game tonight. He's the Patriots' leading scorer, averaging 16.4 in the season. The shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bolin. David had 29 points in the ball game the last time these two teams played back in January. But Adams Central beat Arcadia Loup City 74-39. There's the next shot. It's up there by David Bolin. It is good. Bolin now with 5 points in the basketball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 33-16. By the way, when the Patriots get done with the Loup Platte Conference Tournament this week, the next game is next Tuesday at Hastings St. Cecilia. That'll be a showdown with the Hawks next Tuesday, and we'll have that for you here on 1230 KHIS. There's a foul called on Adams Central as the Rebels were trying to bring the ball into the offensive zone. I think Wormstad is the guilty party there. He picks up his second personal foul. Arcadia Loop City has got the ball now. There's a Robbie Ritz, drives it down the right side of the lane, splits a couple of defenders, and will pick up a personal foul. Personal is going to be called on Nelson, Connor Nelson. That's going to be his first. That's only going to be the second team foul in the Patriots here in the third quarter. Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball on the pass. The inbounds pass ricochets off of the backboard. I think it was tipped there by Adams Central, so the Rebels will get to play it in. Trey Lewandowski was inbounding the ball, and I think it was deflected there by Bullen. It goes ricocheting off of the back of the glass and back out of the play. Looked like one of my golf shots that lands up behind you. Here's a Robbie Ritz with the ball now for Arcadia Loop City. Brings it out into three-point territory. Sends it to the far sideline to Lewandowski. Down in the corner to Grant Lewandowski. Grant Lewandowski. Between the rings to Cohen Lewandowski. We've got three out of the five people out there for Arcadia Loop City. Lewandowski's. Cohen Lewandowski on the wing. His pass down in the corner is going to be deflected away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Arcadia Loop City basketball. Here comes Garrett Sittner into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Kyler Wormstad. Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball down in the corner as they come out into three-point territory to Grant Lewandowski. AC stays with a man-to-man defense. Lewandowski down to Cohen Lewandowski. He dribbles it against Nelson. Circles around, takes it to the far sideline where he runs into Bullen. There's a pass again to Grant Lewandowski on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Doesn't look like anybody wants to put up a shot. There's a pass going to be deflected out of bounds out of the hands of Trey Lewandowski. And again, Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball. And the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormstad. Coming out is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Also coming in for the Patriots, going to be Evan Lindblad. And coming out is going to be Luke Goldenstein. Adams Central going on an 18-4 run in the second period after really struggling out of the gates tonight, getting out to an 8-6 lead after one. But now they've got a comfortable 17-point lead here in this one, 33-16. The Patriot defense has been good here tonight. There's Lewandowski with the ball out to a Stephen Burke, who's into the ball game now as he tries to drive it there against Sittner. Burke takes it to the free throw line, now hands it away. Lewandowski down in the corner. Trey Lewandowski back out to Cohen Lewandowski. They've had the ball for a long time here on this possession and not getting even close at taking a shot. Now driving down the lane, and his shot is up there and in. Robbie Ritz takes it to the hole. He's got 5 points in the ball game now. 33-18. Adams Central has got the lead. Connor Nelson, his running one-hander in the lane is good. Connor Nelson with a couple of threes and now a two-point field goal. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 35-18. The Patriots have the lead. Pressure by AC. Ritz gets the ball away to Cohen Lewandowski. He drives it. He stops on the low block back outside. Grant Lewandowski for three. Shot good. Grant Lewandowski knocks down a three-pointer. He's been hitting only 13% of his three-point tries so far this year. He knocks one home there from the top of the key. It's now 35-21. Adams Central by 14 points. AC with the ball. Connor Nelson goes over to Kyler Wormstad down in the corner. David Bullen back out to Wormstad. He backs up near the 10-second line. And now we'll hand the ball away to Garrett Sittner out here. Garrett Sittner dribbles with it. Gives it back now to Wormstad. Down to Bullen for three. Shot good. David Bullen from the left side of the lane. He scores. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. Adams Central with a 17-point lead. Here's a steal now by Wormstad. A turnover as he gets the ball to Nelson. Turnover number 9 in the ball game on Arcadia Loop City. Bullen down in the corner for Nelson. Shot for three. Short, no good. Rebound Lewandowski. Trey Lewandowski has got the ball now for Arcadia Loop City. Here come the Rebels. Grant Lewandowski has got it now as he works against Connor Nelson. Into the forecourt to Cohen Lewandowski. Down to Robbie Ritz on the low block. His shot is up and in. Robbie Ritz scores from the left side on the low block. He's got 7 points. 38-23. Adams Central with a 15-point lead. Nelson tries to drive it. The ball is going to be stripped away. It's picked up here by Ritz. That's the sixth turnover now in Adams Central here in the ball game. Grant Lewandowski near sideline. Trey Lewandowski for three. Air ball, no good. Rebound Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad gets it away to Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad pulls up at the top of the ring to Bullen for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Stephen Burke. And Burke is going to be guilty of a palming violation as he leaves the break back the other way. 10 turnovers now in Arcadia Loop City here in the ballgame. Back in for the Patriots, you've got Goldenstein. Connor Nelson's going to check out. Also, K.O. Pleat coming into the ball game now for Evan Lindblad. 1 minute, 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 38-23. Adams Central out on top by 15 points. If Adams Central wins this ball game tonight, they'll play in the semifinals tomorrow. And they will be playing at 6:15 here in the new gym against the winner of the game going on between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna tonight. That'll be a 6:15 ball game here. Then the championship game is set for Saturday at 4 o'clock. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. The officials checking with the scores table to make sure everything we're all set here. And we're all synced up. Minute and 46 seconds to play in the third. 38-23. Adams Central with a 15-point lead. Sittner with the ball. Now to Pleak. Pleak comes over here to a David Bullen. Gives it back to Pleak as he goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nice pass by Bullen. Cale Pleak gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Patriots are out on top by 17. Arcadia Loop City with the ball. Cohen Lewandowski trapped here in backcourt. Gets it across the 10-second line out to Nolan Baker, who's into the ball game. Here's Sullivan with the ball right there at the elbow. He gives it up now to Cohen Lewandowski near his sideline. Trey Lewandowski, two-handed pass out on top to Baker. On the left side, that's going to be a Stephen Burke. As he dribbles down the right baseline, his shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Sullivan had the rebound, lost it out of bounds, and AC will play things in. Number one versus number eight seed here in the Luplat Conference basketball tournament tonight. Patriots, the number one seed at 15-2 on the season. They've lost only twice. Bennington and Grand Island Central Catholic a couple of weeks ago. 40-23 is the score now. Adams Central with a 17-point lead. Patriots with the ball. Pleak for three from the top of the key. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. Ritz now with 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll bring the ball up now for Arcadia Loop City. Brings it across the 10-second line against Garrett Sittner. Far sideline, Stephen Burke has got the ball. Stephen Burke hops into the lane, stops there. Goes up with a shot over Goldenstein. His shot no good. The ball tipped to the corner. Ritz grabs the ball. Keeps it alive here for Loop City. Robbie Ritz now to Sullivan. Out to the top of the key to Trey Lewandowski. Drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central. And let's see, it's going to go on who? Cale Pleak, I think, is the guilty party. That's the case. Cale Pleak up his first personal foul. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Trey Lewandowski for Arcadia Loop City. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season. And his first shot of the night hits the back iron straight into the air and down through the hole. So Lewandowski will get one more. The Adams Central lead is now 16 points at 40-24. 20.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Patriot gym tonight. Trey Lewandowski will get one more. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Goldenstein for Adams Central. Luke Goldenstein hands it away. Now to Garrett Sittner. Sittner dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up to Bullen. He dribbles to the line. Over here to a Stein Kruger. Left side to Kyler Warmstadt. Brings it out into three-point territory. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is up there. Rattles out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Arcadia Loop City. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball for the Loop Plant Conference Tournament. The score, Adams Central 40, Loop City 24.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. St. Paul beats Adams Central in the Loopland Conference Basketball Tournament tonight, 64-45. Exeter Milligan over Giltner tonight in girls play, 40-30. Fort Hays State women beat UNK tonight, 69-52 down in Hays, Kansas. And Nebraska tonight losing to Rutgers in women's college play, 46-43. Adams Central the lead here, 40-24. Bowen from the corner for three. His shot's up there, no good. Rebound Lindblad, his shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Sullivan. So AC misses a couple of shots there at point-blank range. They still got a 16-point lead here in this fourth and final quarter, looking for a semifinal berth in the Loopland Conference Tournament tomorrow. There's a traveling violation that's going to go on Steele Sullivan as he was driving the ball to the hole. It's going to be a turnover on Loop City. That's going to be their 11th of the ball game. Adams Central beat this team back in the early part of January. Final of 74-39. Now this one is getting out of hand. Here's the Patriots to build a 16-point lead. Here's a David Bowler with the ball on the right side. Now to Lindblad out between the circles. Left side, Kyler Wormstadt has got it. Wormstadt retreats back out here near the 10-second line. Now pulls up at the top of the three-point arc. Goes out to Goldenstein. Now to Connor Nelson. Nelson inside the free throw circle. Here's Evan Lindblad. He's got the ball. Now to David Bowler. He takes off, drives it to the rack. His shot is up there and in. David Bowen gets a field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ball game for the Patriots. AC out on top by 18 points, 42-24. Still pressure in backcourt. There's Lewandowski with the ball. Pulls up at the elbow, nearly travels with it. Gets out to Trey Lewandowski. Lewandowski picked up by Lindblad. Now to Cohen Lewandowski. Cohen puts it on the floor and dribbles to his right. Fires up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Trey Lewandowski. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's saved there by Lindblad right into the hands of Bolin. He brings her back 2-on-3. Bolin's pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to send it down in the corner to Connor Nelson. It was deflected out of bounds there by the Rebels. And now Adams Central playing things in here on the near sideline. Kyler Wormstadt will get it into the backcourt to Garrett Sittner. Sittner back in the offensive zone. Just pulls up, shoots a three-pointer over Lewandowski. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Goldenstein has got it. Back out to Sittner, top of the circle. He'll fire up another shot from three. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. So AC throws up a couple of threes out there from about the same spot. Both of them misfire. Now Sittner's going to come out of the ball game. Dylan Steinkruger comes back in for head coach Zach Foster. Now we got a timeout here from Arcadia Loop City. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
At last check at halftime, Exeter Milligan leading Giltner in boys basketball by a score of 26-19. Adams Central is out on top of Arcadia Loop City tonight here in the fourth quarter. The score is 42-24. Arcadia Loop City has got the ball as they bring it into their offensive zone. Burke has got it. Now he has it knocked loose on the far sideline. Adams Central saves it. Nice play there by Bowen as he knocks it off of a defender on the far sideline. There's going to be a turnover on Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be their 12th of the basketball game. And here's a pass by Adams Central. Little Wayne is going to be picked off. Turnover number 7 on AC. Arcadia Loop City with the ball. Stephen Burke drives it toward the goal on the right baseline. His shot is up there and in. A turnaround jumper. Stephen Burke scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 42-26. Adams Central leading by 16. Steinkruger with the ball. High right side. Comes out to Goldenstein. Now to Bowman again on the left corner. Sends it down in the right corner now to Steinkruger. They work it back around. That's David Bowen. He lobs it inside. Shot is up and in. That's going to be Luke Goldenstein grabbing the ball and scoring just left of the basket. He's got 6 points. 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central out on top of Arcadia Loop City. Here's another steal in backcourt by David Bowen. He drives. His pass can be intercepted Intercepted by Lewandowski as the team's getting sloppy here. Back the other way, it's going to be Stephen Burke. He runs over a man, and a foul is going to be called. That's an offensive foul going to be called on Stephen Burke as he runs over to Goldenstein, taking the ball in the hole there for Arcadia Loop City. Adams Central playing things in on the turnover. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 44-26, Adams Central has got the lead. Cale Pleak with the ball, now to Bowen. Drives it to the baseline on the left side of the lane. Back out here to a Steinkruger. Steinkruger, top of the key. Connor Nelson has got the ball. 200 pass to Steinkruger. Down to the left baseline. Cale Pleak has got it. Pleak hops into the lane. Throws up a shot off balance. No good. Rebound Sittner. He dribbles to the far side now. Sittner out to a Steinkruger. Now Zach wins to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll have more right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The information you need online 24/7 on the station.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. After our game, we've got the player of the game coming up, coach's post game show before we get out of here. Tomorrow night, Hastings High taking on Columbus from the jungle at Hastings High. Tip-off for the girls' game will be at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow at about 7:30 on the air with the pregame show tomorrow night at 5:45. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you on Saturday. Broncos on the road to South Dakota on Saturday. We'll play in Yankton against the Lancers of Mount Marty. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central with the lead here. The Patriots out on top 44-26. David Bowen has got the ball now to Steinkruger. Down in the left corner, that's Nelson. They get it inside to Pleak. Back out to Steinkruger, to Bowen, right side. Three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Grant Lewandowski. Grant Lewandowski with the ball here in backcourt. Gets it to Robbie Ritz, who's been held to just 7 points in the basketball game tonight by this Adams Central defense. Out to Cohen Lewandowski. Adams Central still matched up man-on-man. Grant Lewandowski just left of the circle, dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Sends it over to Cohen Lewandowski. Down in the baseline. Jumper is up there by Ritz. No good. Offensive rebound. Grant Lewandowski. Now to Sullivan in the lane. His shot no good. And the foul is going to be called. Personal foul here is going to go on Adams Central. Coming into the ball game now for AC. We're going to see Dawson Eckert. Eckert comes in. Connor Nelson checks out. Bullen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Robbie Ritz with the ball now for Arcadia Loop City. That's only the 14th foul called on Adams Central, so no free throws here. Cohen Lewandowski gets it away to Burke as he drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Ball swatted out of here. Robbie Ritz picks her back up to Lewandowski, now to Burke. He throws up a shot. It's going to be blocked by Bowen. The ball is loose. Sullivan has got the ball. Steals Sullivan on the right baseline, and now we got a timeout, Arcadia Loop City. So they want to save the possession here. They call the timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. 3:14 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 44, Loop City 26.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at the Patriots Gym. Powered by Husker Power Products and natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings. 44-26, Adams Central opening this thing up with a 18-4 run in the second quarter after they kind of stumbled out of the gate tonight, but then got rolling in the second quarter, and the Patriots have not been challenged here in this quarterfinal game of the Blue Platte Conference basketball tournament. Here's Grant Lewandowski. He gets away and drives it to the goal and scores. That was too easy. Lewandowski takes it to the rack and puts one down through the hole, 44-28. 3 minutes to play now in the basketball game. Patriots have the ball. There's a K.O. Pleat going over to a Dawson Eckhart, who's into the ball game now. The Garrett Sittner, down to K.O. Pleat, down on the baseline. His driving shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lewandowski. Lewandowski, right-handed dribble back the other way here for Arcadia Loop City. Gets it into the hands of Cohen Lewandowski. AC still in the man-to-man defense. Over in the left side is going to be Robbie Ritz. Ritz comes out to Grant Lewandowski, down in the corner. Trey Lewandowski, shot for three, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Garrett Sittner. Sittner, right-handed dribble, waist high as he brings it into the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Sittner comes over to Steinkruger, down to Pleat, lobs it inside. There's some new folks into the ball game for Adams Central as Josh Pfeiffer is into the ball game now. Over to the right side, Sittner throws up a three, his shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to Grant Lewandowski for Arcadia Loop City. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Adams Central leading by a score of 44-28. Underneath the hole, a shot is up and in. Steele Sullivan scoring there. He was left wide open in a breakdown defensively for the Patriots. Here's a Sittner at the other end. His driving layup no good. Rebound Sittner. Now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. A minute and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We've got another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. The score, Adams Central 44, Loop City 30.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, the Blue Platte Conference basketball tournament. Getting our first ball game, it was Adams Central going down to defeat tonight to St. Paul, a matchup of the third-seeded Patriots and the sixth-seeded Wildcats, and St. Paul comes out on top, the final of 64-45. So Adams Central dropping one of the quarterfinals, kind of an upset here tonight on the girls' side of things. Not so on the men's side, the boys' side, as Adams Central has got the lead 44-30 over Arcadia Loop City. AC with the ball. Eckhart goes out to Garrett Sittner. Now AC just spreads the floor here with 90 seconds to play. Dawson Eckhart goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Now to Kyler Warmstadt, the Garrett Sittner. AC is content here. They chased all over the floor now by Arcadia Loop City. We're down to a minute and 12 seconds to play. Adams Central will go to 16-2 after this win here tonight. And now, coach calls another timeout. He burns some time off of the clock, and this is going to be a substitution timeout as he's going to get some new folks into the ballgame. So Adams Central will play in the semifinals tomorrow. We're going to have coverage of the rest of the tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll have both championship ball games on the Saturday, 4 and 6 o'clock. The girls and boys championship games on Classic Hits. We'll also have semifinal action for you tomorrow beginning at 6 o'clock. So join us for continuing coverage of the Loup Platte Conference basketball tournament tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We will head for the jungle at Hastings High, and we'll have a Tiger basketball tomorrow night. Hastings taking on Columbus, and a girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. So now we got some new folks into the ball game. We've got Josh Pfeiffer out there now for Adams Central. Ben Kiyobasa is out there as well. Jesse Grimmett is into the contest as well for AC. There's a Dawson Eckhart. Now Dylan Steinkruger. There's a lob ball down low to Pfeiffer. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. And Josh Pfeiffer will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central as he is fouling the play. But 58.6 seconds to play. Personal foul goes on Acadia Loop City. And a shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Pfeiffer. The big old Josh Pfeiffer knocks down a free throw. He is now 3 out of 4 for the line this season. As Pfeiffer will have one more shot. It's in the air. That one is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes out. And it's going to be taken down by Will Price. So Price has got the ball for Arcadia Loup City. Under a minute to play here in the basketball game. There's Baker for 3. Shot good. Nolan Baker comes down and nails a 3-ball for Arcadia Loup City. It's now 45-33. The Patriots leading by a dozen here. Dylan Steinkruger on the high right side. Bounce pass knocked away from Kiyobasa. Ball is going to be picked up here by Connor Detlefs. That's going to be turnover number 9 in the ball game for Adams Central. And now Arcadia Loup City wants to call a timeout. Again, this is going to be a substitution timeout. And we'll get their last kid in the ball game here. And now Arcadia Loup City is going to call a timeout. So we'll take a break. 29.4 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 45, Arcadia Loup City 33.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scopes. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Players of the game coming up in our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Adams Central has got the lead 45-33. Patriots have led this thing most of the way. 8-6 after the first quarter. 26-10 at halftime. 40-24 after three. And again, 45-33. AC's got the lead here now with 25 seconds to play. Arcadia Loup City has got the basketball as they work against this Adams Central defense. Detlefs at the free throw line gives it up. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good. Rebound is loose. It's saved on the baseline, and then it goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Arcadia Loup City. Last touch there by the Patriots. That was Pfeiffer down there. There's the inbounds pass. It comes into the corner. A shot is taken by Detlefs. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good. Rebound again goes out of bounds, and it'll be Arcadia Loup City playing the ball in. The Rebels will play things in. To the left side, the shot's going to be blocked by Kiyobasa. Will Price taking the shot, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Adams Central. And that is going to be the ball game. Adams Central is going to win it here tonight over Arcadia Loup City as they win by 12 points at 45-33. Obviously not the number one game that we're accustomed to seeing from Adams Central, but they come out of the gates, and they pick up the win tonight over Arcadia Loup City in the quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. So Adams Central goes to 16 wins and 2 losses on the season. They will play in the semifinals of this tournament tomorrow night at 6:15. Meanwhile, Arcadia Loup City, they dropped to 9 wins and 10 losses. In the final score in this one, it was Adams Central over Arcadia Loup City, 45-33. Back with a recap after this.